the real missing link is the fact that we are in a cosmic divine drama, and that God is the real director of this drama, not evil World Economic Forum members or Bill Gates or whoever else, aliens or whatever is the deep state, whoever you're blaming for this. Is not the real protagonist in this drama. And until we understand the nature of cosmic intelligence, we will only see part of it that will increase our paranoia, and we may be awakened to certain things that are unhealthy for our bodies. But you're not going to prevent death, even if you avoid vaccinations or whatever else. You're not going to prevent the nuclear holocaust that's coming. You're not going to prevent any of the famine or all of the kinds of global disasters that are underway. So you have to come to terms with the truth about death. And not see it as your enemy and a horror and isn't this evil. We have to see that death is also an inherent part of life and make friends with death and realize that we are eternal and then live in the world as eternal beings, because it's having lost that and fallen into mortal mind and its fears that is responsible for how those negative forces ended up able to control us and why we became fooled by technology and were willing to fall into mass formation psychosis and do all of these things that weren't healthy for us because we didn't question and we had lost our ability to think and we lost our ability to recognize what is good and what is evil on that level of the world, because we had fallen into an evil form of consciousness ourselves. And it's only through our own purification that we can get beyond the duality of good and evil itself and back into the God consciousness that will redeem everyone from this quagmire of apocalyptic disaster that is now being faced. We're not going to get out of it through political upheaval or civil war, which is underway in many countries. That will just increase the chaos and the amount of mass death and increase the time in which that end occurs. So we have to approach this from the spiritual dimension of our being, not only to make proper sense of it, but to approach it with the nobility and the self-empowerment that can face whatever is in our destiny with a sense of our own eternal nature that cannot be harmed by anything in this apparent world that is only a dream. It's awakening from the dream that is the missing piece.
I have one actually, and another question. You mentioned it again just now, the duty to, or you said earlier, the duty to purify our capacity for love. Like you mentioned now, it's about the purification, and I guess our whole life here is designed to help purify, but if you could elaborate any more on that, if you could give any pointers to the fastest way to purify, what would it be?
Well, love what is real and what is lasting. At the time of a financial breakdown, when all the systems are bankrupt and about to crash, to give your love to money is not very intelligent. Or to give your love to any temporary things and think that's my source of protection or of power or whatever. We need to love the source of our being again. How many people really live in the love of God? But it's only the love of God that is going to redeem us from this situation, nothing else. And that love will bring the intelligence of knowing how to navigate through this time of such pressures that are forcing life itself to collapse. And so we have to have a value that is greater than biological living. that eternal life of spirit that we have forgotten we are manifestations of. We must return into unity with that source of life. That's the ultimate value. And if we don't have that, we don't have anything at all.